Kenya's church is under fire. Special needs kids in Mexico need your help. And exhausted church leaders get a little respite in Nicaragua. We've got details on these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Terrorists struck Mombasa, Kenya Sunday. Open Doors President and CEO David Curry tells us what happened.
A hooded gunman on Sunday stormed into a church near Mombasa and began to shoot indiscriminately at people, and as of this moment, we know that 6 Christians were killed in the attack.
It's an attack that's eerily similar to those involving Somalia's Al-Shabaab. The Islamic militant group's violence has been spilling into Kenya for a couple of years now. Even more chilling, Sunday's attack was partially thwarted.
It seems to have been, based on our evidence, a coordinated attack because there were 2 other churches that were scheduled to be attacked, but the terrorists were somehow turned away.
The impact on gospel outreach will be felt initially. Curry's asking you to keep praying boldness for these Christians and stay informed. We'll keep you up to date at our website.
The church is under a lot of pressure in Kenya, and certainly we need to be mindful of that and to advocate on their behalf and to be prayerful for them in these kinds of circumstances.
Next, Turkey's taking the spotlight as April 10th draws near. It's when the men suspected of brutally killing 3 Christians in 2007 will give their last defense before being sentenced. IA Network's country director Bethnan Knutgen says the church in Turkey is hopeful.
They'll be forever and ever in prison. I mean, long life, 4 times long life sentence.
A new law allowed the men to be released from prison earlier this month.
The government did this to release the generals. There have been around 300 generals in the prison, and they wanted to make those free, and the killers also were free.
Many are concerned the suspects will try to flee the country before their next court date. Is there a silver lining? Knutgen says yes.
Since then, there was no real danger for the Christians, and freely we distribute the gospel, and now we are more free than ever. And since then, the churches are growing.
Pray Christians will continue to be bold in their witness. This is Mission Network News. The church is crossing into new territory elsewhere in Turkey. Sat-7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is holding their first ever network conference. People from 26 countries are gathering to hear how and why the gospel is advancing in this region. They'll also discuss ways to come alongside the church. You can find more details on our website. Pray this event will result in more support for Sat-7's projects. Meanwhile, in Mexico, a school for special needs students is running low on funds. The God is Love School is the only place in Puebla where handicapped students get an education and can hear the gospel. It was started in 2006 by 2 AMG International missionaries. Nearly 20 students are currently enrolled. They need your help to finish their education. Would you consider a gift for this ministry? We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. And God's working in Nicaragua. Jonathan Shibley of Global Advance was impressed recently when he saw 700 pastors burning love for God at a frontline shepherds conference. However, Shibley says,
so many of them have been discouraged in their work. As a matter of fact, over the last couple of years, we have picked up on this worldwide phenomenon of many, many pastors who are ready to leave the ministry. And often, our conferences at Global Advance are kind of the last stop on the train for them.
These conferences work against this discouragement.
The Lord meets with them in a special way. Their vision is refreshed and renewed. They leave with strong tools for better equipping the body of Christ. And they do go away, as we've said for years, with a vision in their hearts and tools in their hands.
Pray and support these conferences through a link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Casting Crowns' new CD called Thrive when you support Mission Network News.
It's time for us to more than just
call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll send you a copy of Casting Crowns CD, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.